Jess Newbergs with 24/7 Sports, the Florida State site, and also the podcast, which is entitled The Big Three Roll-Up. He joins us on Thursdays. Berg, what's going on in your world?
It still throws you off, doesn't it?
I'm still not quite there yet with it. It's still weird to me.
I like it much better. What's going on in my world? I am currently sitting in Tallahassee, about to get a cup of coffee before I head back 4 hours on the road to Tampa.
Anything happening in the recruiting area?
Oh, hell yeah. I was up in Tallahassee for a big man 7-on-7. We got to see Deion Bowie, a 5-star DB that decommitted from Georgia just a couple weeks ago or months ago, about 8 weeks ago. Deion Bowie was there with his team 7-on-7. He's going to return to Florida State for an official. I know Texas A&M's in on him pretty good. Florida, Georgia's still recruiting him. But, yeah, it's been a fun little time here in Tallahassee, Bill. They had some official visitors on campus last week. We reported on that on Knowles 24/7. And the visits don't stop this weekend in Tallahassee. 5-star 2023 running back Richard Young, the number one running back in America, will be on campus. Marvin Jones Jr. comes in for his visit this weekend.
Uh-oh.
So Tallahassee's going to be jumping once again.
Marvin Jones Jr., man, I tell you, when you start hearing about Junior and everybody else coming in, makes you feel a little bit old. You probably don't go back to Marvin Jones, though, do you?
No, but, I mean, like, Stanford Samuels was there playing when I was playing, and Stanford Samuels Jr. has already graduated from Florida State.
I know. Wow. That even makes you old. Wow.
He played in the NFL for a whole season already.
That is something else. So, June's going pretty well right now for the Noles.
Yeah, I mean, remember we started with Midnight Madness. FSU hosted all those visitors right as midnight struck on June 1st, and FSU was able to host visitors. That was impressive to me because those were all unofficial visitors. It's not like Florida State paid, you know, legally paid, for official visits to get all these kids on campus for June 1st and then never to see them again. Everybody that was on campus was there on an unofficial visit, so all of those prospects will be back at some point.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, with us every Thursday, bright and early in the morning, about to head back to Tampa St. Pete, his home. So that's a four-hour drive for you? Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it's a four-hour drive. I go I-10 to 75, just take the highway, put on cruise control, and it takes 4 hours exactly.
How far off 75 are you?
I'm not far. Not far at all.
So easy to get. I didn't know. Yeah. I thought it was more like 3 hours. So 4 hours, and you do that trip. If you were to estimate how many times a year you take Tampa to Tallahassee and back?
Probably 8 to 10 round trips a year. I'm slimmed down now because, like, we got four people on the site. It used to be more when it was just me and Chris or me and Corey Dower, and I had to help cover the team and stuff. I've probably driven to and from Tallahassee probably over 500 times.
Wow. See, because from here to Atlanta, it's 4 hours, but you got to go over Monteagle Mountain and everything. I mean, you got to fight some places to get through. Yours is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, about 250 miles.
What's next on the Big Three roll-up?
Man, we taped last night until 12:30 in the morning. So, like, 6 hours ago, we were taping the Big Three roll-up. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Kev was out. Kev had to work, he could not make it. So we had Gabby Yerudia fill in. Gabby works and writes for Inside the U. He did a great job. We had a lot of fun. We talked some recruiting. We talked a lot of college football. We talked about the Arizona State situation. And none of us think that Herm Edwards is going to coach the first game of the year. We all had different takes on it, though. We get into some of the NIL stuff. We take life coach questions. We had a great time on the Big Three roll.
By the way, where has Silk been?
He's here. What, he's just quiet?
Yeah, does he tweet anymore? I don't see him.
Yeah, we were talking about, he was talking about Georgia falling apart on the podcast. They're losing commitments left and right. Yeah, you got to tune in.
Yeah, but usually Silk historically is like fighting people on Twitter and attacking people, and I haven't seen any of that.
Bill.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I think he'll fire it back up, like, come August.
So nothing's
changed. We're not
changed.
Even in July yet.
Okay. All right. I've been meaning to ask you that. He's been,
they
to me.
They suspend your account now on Twitter for everything, you know? You got to be real careful. It's not the same.
Okay, what are you dabbling in right now in the stock market?
Ooh. CCIV is one that I think is ready to launch. I've been sitting on that one for a while. It almost hit 26. It's down to like 23 right now, but I think it's ready to launch. I think Penn dipped on that DraftKings news yesterday for some reason. I think you could get in there. I think Penn will bounce back. UWMC is a mortgage broker stock that's about to run. I got some stuff cooking, Bill.
That's pretty good.
I got some stuff cooking.
Has AMC cooled down?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just chilling on AMC. I got like 25 shares left, and I'm in at $9 and change, and it's at like 50-some, and I'm just kind of waiting. It's been trading sideways at like 55 to 58 for like the last week.
Yeah, been chopping. Been chopping a little bit. Take a look at AHT. I believe it's hotel related. AHT. That's one.
I'm in there on that one, Bill. I'm down a little bit. I got in, I don't know, earlier this week. I'm down a little bit, but yeah, I'm hopeful that I'll just buy more.
It's in the fives. Yeah, that one, I think that one's got a chance to go 10 plus.
Let's
here.
Go.
Hope so. Hope so. Berg, tell everybody how they can get the podcast and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is up now on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast, you can go listen to it. Big Three Roll-Up.
Good stuff, Berg. We'll see you. Safe travels.
See you, Bill.